forced her to take up with Cardenas. Maybe it's true love between them, after all, she thought. I should be so lucky. I need to get Manny to go into the rings again, she said, trying to keep her voice even, trying not to let Chris see how much this meant to her. Cardenas's cornflower blue eyes snapped. The first time damn near killed him. I know, but we're prepared better now. We understand about the ring creatures. We can protect Manny against them. Nadia, if you understood the ring creatures that well, you wouldn't need Manny to go back, would you?
I need samples, Wonderly answered sharply. I need to get some of those bugs into a lab where we can study them. Most of the big decision-makers in the ICU don't even believe they exist. They don't believe there are living creatures in Saturn's rings.
Couldn't you send a robot probe for the sampling mission? Cardenas asked. Feeling impatience simmering inside her, Wonderly replied, And how do I get a robot probe built? How can I even get one of the standard probes modified for sampling when Urbane won't even talk to me?
I see. Manny could do it, Wonderly urged. He's got his suit. I can get Timoshenko or one of the other engineers to ferry him out to the rings on one of the transfer rockets.
Manny had a team of technicians to run the suit. He wasn't a one-man show.
And they've left the habitat, I know, Wonderly admitted. Gone back to Earth.
Cardenas spread her hands in a gesture of helplessness. So there we are, Nadia. Manny can't help you, I'm afraid. Wonderly bit back the reply she wanted to make. Of course you won't let him help me. You're too afraid he might get hurt or killed. Instead, she merely said, I understand. Her voice low, her head drooping. I'm sorry, Nadia. I wish there was something I could do.
I understand, Wonderly repeated.
She turned and walked swiftly to the door, leaving the lab door before her anger burst out, and she said things she'd regret later. As Wonderly closed the door behind her, Cardenas was surprised to find herself thinking, Does she want to get Manny killed? Is she angry with him for leaving her? Maybe unconsciously, Cardenas decided. She couldn't believe Wonderly would deliberately want to hurt Manny or anyone else. Tavalera sauntered over to her, his long, horsey face looking glum as usual.
You know, I could work with Manny on that suit of his. I could be his technician.
No, you couldn't, Cardenas snapped. Manny's not getting into that Frankenstein outfit of his ever again. Tavalera looked shocked at the vehemence of her reply. Cardenas felt shocked herself.
Professor Wilmot's oral diary. I suppose this therapy business is helping me. Damned embarrassing, though. Talking about your fantasies and desires to some blasted computer program. Hasn't done me any harm, I suppose. I haven't had a peek at any of the vids for months. No dreams about sadomasochistic encounters. Well, the occasional odd fantasy, of course. Never had much in the way of dreams, not as long as I had the vids to fantasize about. Perhaps I actually do dream, and I simply don't remember once I'm awake. Does that count? I'll have to ask the psych program about that. It probably won't answer me. Beyond its programming, doubtless. Blasted Eberle. Him and his snooping. I've made him remove all the damned bugs and cameras he and his people had planted in our living quarters. The maintenance people sweep the apartments regularly just to make certain we're not being spied upon. That's one thing I've insisted on. Even though I'm officially out of power now, I've made certain that that has been done. So now I spend my evenings reviewing the day's news events. Instead of watching Gestapo agents interrogating beautiful female spies. Healthier, I suppose. It's all computer animation, of course. No one actually gets hurt. There are no real people involved. The therapy program claims there will come a time when I'm no longer interested in S&M vids. cannot say that I believe it. But I'm willing to proceed with the therapy if for no other reason than to keep Eberly from holding my infatuation over my head. On the other hand, watching Urbane twist in the wind is almost as pleasurable. Never liked the man. Too excitable. And now he's hoist on his own petard, as the bard would say. I really must get out more. I shouldn't stay shut up in this apartment. Get out, meet the people, study them and their reactions. You have a self-contained anthropology experiment at your fingertips, my boy. It's time for you to do some field work instead of sitting by passively. Yes, time to go out and... what is it the politicians say? Ah, yes. Press the flesh.
31 December, 2095. Morning. Shouldn't you be at your job? Holly asked as she stood in the morning sun with Tavalera. They were waiting in front of the administration building at the crest of the little hill on which the village of Athens was situated. Low white-walled apartment and office buildings lined both sides of the village's gently curving main street. In the distance, sunlight sparkled off the lake. Tavalera's normally gloomy face took on a slightly stubborn expression.
You ought to be in your office, too.
Nope, said Holly. This morning, I'm taking a field trip.
Me too, then.
Raoul, I don't need a bodyguard. The slightest of smiles sneaked across his lips.
I don't want you wandering down in the underground alone with that guy.
You mean this is a good excuse for you to take the morning off?
I don't trust Timoshenko. Not with you.
Holly didn't know whether to be flattered or annoyed. Timoshenko's no prob, she said.
Then why does he need you to guide him around? Can't he read a map?
He didn't ask for me to do it. I volunteered. Tavalera's smile grew minimally wider.
Oh, so you want to take a morning off, too?
She laughed. Then, pointing at the man in coveralls trudging up the path, she said, Here he comes, right on time. There was a moment of embarrassment as Holly greeted the engineer and introduced Tavalera. How to explain why Raoul's here with me? Holly wondered. She heard herself explain, Raoul wanted to see the underground, too, so I thought the three of us could go down there together.
All right by me, said Timoshenko, eyeing Tavalera with something like suspicion.
"'Kay, then,' Holly said. "'There's an entry port behind the building.' Slightly more than an hour later, the three of them had walked more than 5 kilometers through the maze of ducts and electrical conduits that honeycombed the region between the landscaped interior of the habitat and its outer shell. The area thrummed with vibrations from electrical machinery and the flow of water and hydraulic fluids through heavy pipes. Lights turned on automatically as they proceeded along the metal walkway and turned off again as they passed. Maintenance robots rolled past almost noiselessly on their air-cushioned trunnions. One of the squat little robots stopped in front of the trio of invading humans and scanned them with its camera lenses. Timoshenko bent over it and said,
Hey, don't you know I'm your boss?
The robot rolled off while the three of them laughed. At one time, Holly had used this underground region as a refuge, a place to hide when Eberly's brutal associates were hunting for her. The area looked unchanged. It still felt dry and warm, smelled of machine oil, and faintly of dust, despite the constant buzzing sweeping of the maintenance robots. Timoshenko constantly checked their position against the electronic map displayed on his palm comp as Holly led them toward the NCAP region.
You don't need a map?
Timoshenko asked. Nope, got it all memorized. Holly has a photographic memory, Tavalera said.
Timoshenko snorted. You'd better watch out if you marry her. She'll never forget that word you say.
Holly and Tavalera looked at each other, then back at Timoshenko.
It's a joke, Timoshenko said.
Tavalera started to smile. Holly said, deadpan, I won't forget that. All three of them burst out laughing. Later, as they started back toward the ladder they'd come down on, Holly asked, Do you want to see more? The other side's pretty much the same as this one.
No, this is enough. Besides, my feet hurt.
Why do you want to come down here? Tavalera asked.
I mean, you're supposed to...